Do we have proponents of Senate Bill 23?
Six to one.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jerry Hofer. I'm the director of the Division of Administration in the Health Department. The primary purpose of Senate Bill 23 is to allow the implementation of an electronic filing and issuance systems for the marriage records. Currently, the filing of marriage records marriage license is a paper process. Once a month, the local register of deeds submit copies of all marriages to the Department of Health. Automation of the marriage records will allow for a more efficient processing and a statewide issuance of these records. Right now, local registers of deeds can only issue certified copies of marriage records that have been filed in their county. Statewide issuance means that any register of deeds will be able to issue a certified copy of a marriage record filed in the state, regardless of whether it was filed in their county or any other county in the state. Section 1 of the bill amends SDCL 25137 to allow marriage records to be submitted to the Department of Health via the electronic vital records system, which is scheduled to be implemented in late 2001. Until the electronic vital records is operational, local registers of deeds will submit marriage records, the original copies of the marriage records, via paper to the Department of Health. The language in this bill is similar to the birth certificate statute, which has implemented electronic submission since 1996. Section 2 of this bill updates SDCL 342551 to reflect appropriate rulemaking authority language. This is done at the request of LRC. Section 3 repeals SDCL 25128, which requires local registers of deeds to keep a separate log stating parties to whom a marriage license was issued were of legal age. This is in duplication of the age verification requirement in SDCL 25110.1, which requires applicants for a marriage license to provide proof of age to the local register of deeds prior to issuance of a marriage license. This type of log also is not conducive to an automation process. I'd be happy to answer any questions of the committee at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any members from the committee have questions? Senator Dietrich.
Thank you. Section 3. You indicate that it's a duplicate of the requirements in 25-1-10.1, which requires applicants for a marriage license to provide proof of age. Does the local register of deeds then record that information, the age?
Correct.
It does?
Correct.
Thank you.
It's on the license.
Are there any other questions from the committee? All right, hearing none, then are there further proponents of Senate Bill 23? Proponents of Senate Bill 23. Hearing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. I'm sorry, I forgot about the opponents. Are there opponents to Senate Bill 23? Going once. All right, then we'll close to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we do pass Senate Bill number 23.
Moved, Ham. Second, McIntyre. Do pass Senate Bill 23. The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
All right, then.
In light that this is really more of a housekeeping bill than change of policy, as I see it, I would move the consent.
Moved Ham, seconded McIntyre to go to the consent calendar. We do that with a voice vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Move to the consent calendar.